Dr. Pinsky dictating email IMA on September 25 regarding Sharon, S-H-A-R-R-O-N, Townsend, T-O-W-N-S-E-N-D. Sharon Townsend is a 29-year-old male who reports he injured his left thumb at work on 1/29/20 when he was applying a restraint to an individual. Period, he did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. He cannot describe the specific mechanism of injury to the thumb. Period, he had further evaluation, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Period, he did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period, new paragraph, as per the records, medical records supplied, he was seen on 1/29/20 by Dr. Bajarski. Period, he had been employed as a teacher's aide for the past 4 months. Period, he was assessing a female co-worker with a student restraint and sustained an injury to the left thumb. Period, he was unsure if his thumb was kicked by the student's feet or hands, as the student was kicking his legs and flailing his arms, comma, or if he struck his thumb on a chair or the floor. Period, he denied any previous injuries. Period, he was examined and underwent x-rays to be inserted here. Period, Dr. Bajarski diagnosed a sprain of the left thumb, for which he placed limited restrictions, restrictions on him, and a brace was applied. Period. He followed up and underwent repeat x-rays on 2/26/20 to be inserted here. Period, new paragraph, on 3/10/20, the petitioner was seen by hand specialist Dr. Strauss. Period, exam showed grade 3 instability of the radial collateral ligament with swelling and tenderness over the metacarpal head radially. Period, the ulnar side was benign. Period, he diagnosed sprain of the metacarpal phalangeal joint and the left thumb. Period, he recommended repair of the torn radial collateral ligament of the MP joint of the left thumb. Period, he also should be placed on light duty. Period, history is remarkable for a blood clot in the vein as well as left knee meniscectomy. Period. New paragraph, he returned on 6/30/20 with surgery last scheduled in March, but this was delayed because of COVID, but Dr. Strauss did not have any specific knowledge of this. Period, Mr. Townsend stated his thumb has been continually painful since his injury. Period, Dr. Strauss wrote, he had been contacted by his workers' compensation carrier who states that, quote, we have seen numerous examples of him working out and using the left hand fully while doing so. Period, end quote. Mr. Townsend denied this and claims he has not used his hands for heavy grasping and lifting since last seen. Period. He had also asked for admission overnight as he had a prior history of pulmonary embolus and blood clot in his leg after a meniscectomy in 2012. Period, examined the left knee, showed swelling and tenderness of the radial collateral ligament with laxity. Period, Dr. Strauss expressed concerns, including the discrepancy between the patient who vigorously denies any lifting or grasping activities since he was last seen by me and what has been reported to me. Period. He was also concerned about his history of blood clot and embolus and needed medical clearance prior to proceeding with surgery. Compared to the 5 month interval between injury and now, he may require graft for repair of his ligament. Period, his work status would depend upon whether he is capable of lifting and grasping currently. Period, he would not schedule surgery until these issues had been resolved. Period. New paragraph, on 7/16/20, Dr. Lipschultz performed an evaluation. Period. He had the opportunity to review the videotapes which were posted on Facebook, where they displayed Mr. Townsend exercising with weights. Appeared he also performed a clinical exam and diagnosed left thumb MP joint instability. Appeared he did sustain a blunt trauma to his thumb, after which he had persistent discomfort at the MP joint. Period. They discussed treatment options, including possible surgical approaches. Period. He concluded Mr. Townsend was capable of working restricted duty and that further treatment was necessary relative to the incident of 129.20. Period. Dr. Lipschultz wrote, he reviewed the video of Mr. Townsend exercising and working out. Pretty believed this was from Facebook. Pretty stated, quote, I did not observe him doing any heavy lifting or gripping with his hand during the videotapes. Period, end quote. This was a need for treatment evaluation. Pretty returned on 9/17/20. Who did not think he had a contraindication to doing surgery in a surgical center, but he would need medical clearance before doing so. Period. He was scheduled for surgery on 10/28/20, but then called the surgical center and canceled. Period. On 11/12/20, Dr. Lipschultz wrote they had attempted to contact him on several occasions and had not heard back from him. Period. Therefore assumed the petitioner was doing well and wants to live with his pathology. Period. He was then discharged from care to maximum medical improvement. Period. A physical exam. General appearance. He had a well-muscled, sculpted physique consistent with someone who does work out with weights regularly. Period. Extremities upper. There was callus formation on the palms bilaterally, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. There was moderate tenderness palpation about the left thumb MP joint where there was a slight hint of swelling. Period. Resisted left thumb abduction and adduction on the left were 5/5 and on the right were 5+/5. Greater did not detect any overt laxity with manual pressure applied to the fingers. Period. Motion of the left thumb was full, but flexion at the MCP joint elicited tenderness. Period. Motion of the fingers, wrists, elbows, and shoulders was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, interlocking. Period. Hands, wrists, elbows normal, cervical normal, impressions. On 129.20, Sharon Townsend reportedly injured his left thumb at work while helping restrain a student. Period. However, it is unclear what specific mechanism of injury led to his left thumb condition. Period. He was first seen by Dr. Bajarski, who had him undergo x-rays that were negative for fracture. Period. He had repeat x-rays on 226.20. Period. He also was seen by hand specialist Dr. Strauss beginning 3/10/20. Period. He recommended surgical intervention, but the petitioner needed preoperative medical clearance. Period. This eventually was scheduled, but then canceled by the petitioner. Period. He saw Dr. Lipschultz and was noncompliant in follow-up. Period. The paragraph inspect current exam found callus formation on the hands. Period. There was moderate tenderness in the left thumb MP joint. Period. There was no laxity with manual pressure applied to the thumb. Period. Hand dynamometry was decreased on the left and had a somewhat non-bell-shaped curve, indicative of limited volitional effort. for this may have been a result of tenderness or purposeful volitional effort. Period. He indicates he actually works as a wrestling coach for Pennsauken High School on a seasonal basis. Period. This could also explain his physique and ongoing exercise with lifting and cardio 2 to 3 days per week. Period. His current hobbies also include training. Period. New paragraph. There is 2.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left hand. Parenthesis for the orthopedic residuals of a sprain slash tear of the left thumb radial collateral ligament. Period. The petitioner remains highly functional. Period. End.